Well, hi there, I'm Jonathan Doyle at beingcatholic.com.au. Very respectful of your time as always. Wanted to give you some great little bit of encouragement here, a short little session based on the great stuff that I've been doing in seminars with Catholic leaders and teachers all over the country. You know, basically one of the biggest challenges we face in Catholic education is that a very small number of us have formal theological qualifications, less than 8%. I had a dinner with a senior education leader once, and he said 8% or less have theological qualifications, and that can make it pretty difficult when it comes to, you know, really understanding where the church is coming to on key issues. So often, you know, there can be a kind of cynicism or uncertainty about what the church really teaches on key things, and I often say to groups of staff, where do you get your information from? I mean, if you haven't had a theological training, you know, often a lot of our information about what the church teaches and says can be coming from some pretty unusual sources that may not always be, you know, completely sympathetic to the church's position. But what I wanted to give you here very quickly is, you know, 7 key points based on one of the documents from some bishops recently. And these 7 key points are really cool. They talk about Catholic identity and, you know, these 7 factors need to be present in a great Catholic school. So if you want a great Catholic school, you're going to need these big 7. And when I run these activities with a whole bunch of staff, we try and score this. We do this sort of group activities where we give staff a chance to think about where they score on the big 7. And you might want to try that, or be very, you know, happy to come and do some seminars for you as staff. But the first big thing is the idea that both leadership and staff both understand and are committed to Catholic teaching on key issues. So at your school, what do you think? I mean, are the majority of leaders in the school and staff aware of the church's position on a whole bunch of different issues, and are they committed to teaching it? Now, this isn't about judging anybody or, you know, trying to score it. It's simply a question of what is the reality on the ground. So do people understand the church's position, and, you know, are they committed to living it out both in their, you know, their private lives, their family lives, and in their work with young people as educators? The second big one is does the school have an attractive RE curriculum that's being taught by qualified RE staff? So not just, you know, are the staff qualified, but, you know, is it a great curriculum? And there are some fantastic ones around. So where do you think you score at the moment? Is it a really dynamic, engaging, and let's be honest, a lot of RE curriculums have dumbed down the whole process of, you know, inquiry pretty significantly. We take this ridiculous idea that, oh, you know, if we make it too complex, you know, then kids won't like it. And, you know, we it's important that we, you know, we understand other faith traditions, but this whole comparative study stuff can often be, you know, we don't teach our own faith accurately, powerfully, passionately, comprehensively, and we can leave kids thinking that, you know, well, all options are equal. So does your school have a great RE curriculum, and is it taught by, you know, qualified RE staff who are passionate about it? The next one of the big 7 is, you can see the spark jumping here, but the next one here is, you know, is there a cross-subject approach, a cross-curricular approach? You know, do all the different subjects tend to understand and communicate, you know, Catholic teaching on key issues? So, yes, you know, you don't want a school where people just go, oh, well, it's the RE curriculum, we only talk about God there. You know, does science talk about the amazing, you know, advances and what we're learning about design in the universe and a whole bunch of stuff? Does English, does literature, you know, reflect, you know, some aspects of our Catholic tradition? You know, in art, do we teach the transcendentals, truth, beauty, goodness? You know, we've got to stop thinking that our Catholic faith, our Catholic story is only to be communicated in RE. So is there a cross-curriculum approach? Is there sparks jumping between different areas? The next big one is this idea of a Eucharistic community. You know, I could go on about this for days. You know, you show me a Eucharistic school, I'll show you an incredibly passionate, evangelical, gospel-centered school. You know, if your school is not a Eucharistic community where staff and students really celebrate, you know, the Eucharist with great liturgy, then we have a problem. Because the church makes it really clear that the Eucharist is the source and the summit of our faith. And if the community isn't Eucharistic, we're going to have some significant challenges. We can't stress it enough just how significant it is, this idea of Eucharistic community. And, you know, you may not have a chaplain, but whatever you can do as the school community to find a great chaplain who can work closely with the school, you may already have that. But, you know, no matter what level your formation is on even Eucharistic theology, just that experience of being together as a staff in the presence of the Eucharist, that experience for silence and community and worship is just crucial. So I don't think there's any way around this one. You want a great school, you will need to be a Eucharistic school. And I'll be really honest, I mean, people can unsubscribe, but at the end of the day, the most amazing schools have things like Eucharistic adoration, just a chance for, you know, people to really be present to God in that way. And the next of the big seven is around the issue of religious art. The bishop said that great schools are going to have, you know, great religious art. And that's not something people really think about. When I was running this recently in a seminar, people were like, oh, we hadn't really thought of that. And I, you know, shared years ago, a story from years ago of working with a fantastic Marist principal who, you know, had an artist commissioned to create this beautiful sculpture of the Visitation. And, you know, just this is just really powerful. And it didn't matter where kids were in their faith journey. They were just constantly immersed in beauty and in religious art. And, you know, again, years ago, I worked at, did a gap year as a young guy at the Jesuit school Stonyhurst in England, which is almost 500 years old. And they had a full-size replica of, you know, of the Pieta, of Michelangelo's Pieta. And it's just, you walk past it every day. You don't stop and say to yourself, wow, I'm having a religious experience because I'm... But you just get immersed in it. So at the moment, where is beautiful religious art in your school? And someone, you know, really should take some leadership for that. And we spend money on all sorts of crazy things in schools. But just, you know, to have some beautiful religious art that, that just students are immersed in every day. You know, Aristotle would talk about the transcendentals, truth, beauty, and goodness. And, you know, this idea that we would be immersed. God is complete perfection of truth and complete perfection of beauty. So when we see beauty and encounter beauty, we're encountering the presence of God in a real way. The next of the big seven, two to go, is does your school have a really compelling and dedicated place of prayer? Where in your school can people go to pray? And I think you've got to take some leadership there, especially if you have boys in your school. You know, boys can, you know, learn that, you know, have all these crazy ideas that it's not masculine to be in a in church or in a chapel, or it's not masculine to pray. Often I share the great quote from Abraham Lincoln, who said, you know, I've been driven to my knees more times than I can remember by the overwhelming awareness that I had nowhere left to go. So where is the place in your school that people can pray? And you got to take leadership here. Staff have got to, senior staff have got to make it a place that's attractive, make it a place that people want to be. We're going to have to work on reverence and helping our students understand the difference between, you know, sacred space and profane space. And by profane, we don't necessarily mean negative or critical. We just mean, you know, it's a culture crying out for the sacred, for a sense of the other, of otherness. So let's give them that great place in a great Catholic school. And finally, whether you're listening to the podcast or you might be seeing this this little mini movie here, great image, this one. This is, does your school have the presence of religious vocations? Now, that doesn't mean that you are a religious order school and you have brothers or sisters still teaching in the school. You may have, but are they invited in? You know, there's some great new orders, you know, like some very dynamic young religious orders coming through. Do you invite your bishop? You know, I said to this group of staff the other day, why not invite your bishop? Invite your local bishop and just ask him to come and help cook a barbecue and just have him in the school. And, you know, they love that. You know, they don't get asked enough. You know, have great, you know, religious sisters or brothers come in and share their testimony, you know, just to give witness to, you know, this remarkable vocation, you know, that mirrors the union that we're all going to have at the end of time. So very quickly from the top, does your senior leadership and staff understand and are committed to the church's position on key issues? Do you have an attractive RE curriculum that's, you know, taught by committed and qualified religious educators? Do you have a cross-subject approach, cross-disciplinary approach, so that, you know, the faith is being communicated in different areas, literature, science, art, music, not just RE? Let's get it out of that box. Are you a Eucharistic community? Do you have great religious art in your school? Do you have a place for prayer? And do you have the presence of religious? Now, this should not be a put in the too hard box. You know, we can do this. We can actually pull this off. But it's vocation work. It's got to be sustained by prayer, by the Eucharist, by the Holy Spirit, by the teachings of the church. And I said to these staff the other day, I said, well, why would you want to come to a lousy school? Why would you want to get up every day and work in a school where nobody really believes the stuff and there's no passion and energy? So there's seven to think about. If you'd like me to come and run some live sessions for you at your school, very happy to do that. Just reply to the email and we can look at some possible dates. I'm Jonathan Doyle at beingcatholic.com.au. Hope this is useful. Speak to you again very soon.